Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Defeat the New World Order and launch the next development in human potential. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Woo!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, next segment, I'm going to play a clip of prestigious doctors talking about what's happening to those that take the shot. 75% that develop the myocarditis will be dead in 10 years. That's coming up. That's the hard facts. People say, well, how are they going to cover this up? They're going to say COVID did it, but it's the shots doing it now. Who's up first here? Who's been holding the most patiently? We'll go to Scott. Then we'll go to Jeremiah, then we'll go to Cameron, Ray, and Kim. Scott from Florida, you're on the air. Uber driver, what are you hearing?
Hello, Alex. I'm your fuel. I've been an Uber driver for 4 years. I've listened to it all. I've run across Moffitt Cancer Center nurses, doctors, an insurance guy, to somebody that worked for Pfizer. So I've heard it all, and I've heard all these people that lately in the last couple of days that I ask them, have you heard about COVID's coming back? And they said, yes, isn't that terrible? And I said, yeah, it is. And I explain how terrible it is. I got your QR code in my Uber where I have it on a piece of paper so that they can scan it. I give them a crash course on the New World Order. And I let them know what's going on, and I let them know that if they haven't gotten right with God, they better get there quick. But I've spoke with four Moffitt Cancer Center nurses. They all told me ever since the vaccine came out, they saw a huge spike in cancer. And one of them told me, the last one told me, she had a 26-year-old man in there. And she said, you're just too young to have cancer. And she said, you know what? The one thing that all these young people that are coming in there have in common is they've all got vaccinated.
I saw Steve Kirsch, he's a great journalist, did a big report on explosions, multi-thousand percent in colon cancer in young people. I mean, teenagers, you name it, after they take the shots. This is devastating.
Yes. I've let a lot of people know, too, that 50% of the vaccines are saline. And I go, there was a purpose behind all that. So you can say, well, my uncle got it. My brother got it. They didn't have a problem. I had one lady tell me, well, I told her about the stillbirths with women. And I had a friend and my girlfriend's sister or whatever had this child, and they didn't have any problem at all. And I go, well, they're probably one of the 50% that got the saline. I said, and I've had a lot of people, you know, I explained the New World Order, I've been educated by the best, my brother from another mother, Alex Jones. Anyways, and I explained to them what's going on, and it just, a light bulb goes sometimes on them, and they go, oh, that's why my uncle died. He had cancer. That's right. He got the booster, and he just died within weeks.
That's you right. Know, well, they had 2 years ago, the head pathologist in Germany of the main society said, we're seeing turbo cancer, that's where the term came from, particularly those that already had it. They'll be in remission or the cancer's gone, and it'll kill them in a week or two. I mean, we're talking explosive cancer. Scott, God bless you, sir. Keep up your work. You're an example to us all. All right, we got to go to break, and then I'm going to get to all these callers next segment. Cameron, Jeremiah, we're going to all of you when we come back. But, man, this is life and death. It's not our opinion. Death's off the charts, and it's all the things the experts said the shots would cause, and the studies show it is the shots. And all these idiots going along with it think they're going to be protected. They're not going to be protected. The globalists made their move, not with blue helmets, not with tanks, but through the medical system they control with Bill Gates and Peter Daszak and Anthony Fauci at the helm. They are the Joseph Mengele 10.0s of our time. They're the ones that did it, and they've got to be stopped. We'll be right back with more of your calls in 60 seconds. Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Now for the truth only you can handle, it's the Alex Jones Show with Alex Jones.
All right, if you just joined us, I probably should have made this point a couple times last hour. I made this point in the first hour. We've opened the phones up. We're not screening your calls. Just have a clean phone line. Let us know the topic so I have an idea what we're going to. Disagree, agree, we go right to you. And I said we're going to open the phones up for people who work at grocery stores, people that work at hospitals, colleges, law enforcement, TSA. Have you heard what I was told last week by a whistleblower that I know? Very credible. And then I made some calls to confirm, yeah, we've been told that too at the Border Patrol. So I went on air and I said they're planning new lockdowns. I had no idea that that evening they would do the worldwide launch. Again, from New Zealand to Spain to the UK to the US, the entire Western world, the globalist control, came out Friday at 5 p.m. Central on the local news, because they know you still trust that, but also national, saying we're very scared, terrible new variant, 60% hospital increase, masks have got to come back. We've got a booster, though, that's just now coming out in the middle of next month. Exact date, I was told by the TSA. And then they come out with masks for everybody after that in October in the jurisdictions they control, the areas they control. A lot of red state folks go, we won't put up with that in Florida or South Dakota or Texas. They don't care. They'll do it in the blue states and the swing states and have mail-in ballots again. And they're already talking about mail-in ballots again. How magic is that? I mean, people say, oh, it's too arrogant. It's too arrogant. Hunter Biden commits all these crimes, says he's a Chinese communist agent, says his dad's a pedophile in text messages and emails. And Biden has pseudonyms and is caught doing it all. And they just keep indicting Trump. Of course they're arrogant. They're cornered rats. They're going all the way. Turned out Fauci, months ago, has illegal federal marshals, six at a time, 24 hours a day, millions of dollars a year, totally illegal, no approval by an agency. The agency said they were told to do it by an unnamed group. They do whatever they want, however they want. And now the articles are flooding in by the hundreds. Hospitals, colleges, got to take the new shot, got to wear masks, new protocols coming. And you hear the callers, every caller. In grocery stores and hotels and nursing homes and hospitals, hearing the same thing. And they say it started Friday. They called us in. They send the order out, and the bureaucrats, corporate people, libertarians are like, oh, government's the problem. And it is. It's a big, organized, out-of-control thing that grows like cancer. But what about when corporations become government? That's what the ESGs are. That's what BlackRock is. BlackRock has more money than the U.S. government. Yeah, look it up. So, we'll go back to your calls right now. First, I'll play this clip. This is Dr. Chris Shoemaker discusses huge spikes in myocarditis and its relation to COVID-19 vaccines from American Military Studies and the detection, undetection, damage of myocarditis, 75% who already have myocarditis will be dead in 10 years. Yeah, the number is 50% within 5, 75% within 10 of those who are affected by myocarditis from the shot. Here's the club.
And the number has never changed. Once you actually have clinical myocarditis, even mild myocarditis, 50% of all people with a version of myocarditis will pass away within 5 years. That's simply a medical truth. It's always been the truth. I'm just repeating that truth. I wasn't inventing a new truth or predicting something that was new. I was just stating a very simple medical fact that with truly and formally diagnosed myocarditis, including the biomarker myocarditis that I've just been speaking of, the reason that it's not 100% of deaths in 5 years is because in some cases, I guess it is mild and they live longer. But really, the number, to be perfectly precise, is 75% will be dead within 10 years. So that's the severity. That's the significance of myocarditis. And that's, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, why it should only be one in a million. Our audience may or may not know that the normal background rate of myocarditis, terribly rare, usually just caused by a strange, unlucky viral infection, might give you one in a million chance of getting myocarditis. But now it's being brought up to 30,000 to 150,000 out of a million. That's what rates between 3 and 15 or 20% mean. Huge numbers, not one in a million anymore, but 100,000 out of a million.
Wow.
Terrible.
And of course, that 100,000 were the ones that you believe will pass away, which was 50% of the 200,000 being at 20% of the million. Is that right?
That's my quote from those two particular studies only.
Now, I've had top cardiologist in here, not just Peter McCullough, who is, until recently they said to me, was the best guy in the country. Now he's like, oh, he's terrible. That's what they all said, and that's the numbers. I know two people that work for me privately. That's 100% of the people that work for me, because everybody else works for Free Speech Systems. I know two people that work for me. That's 100% of my personal employees. Both of them have had family members either die or become deathly sick from the shot. One of them is 25 years old. She's worked for us a couple of years. And her boyfriend, who is a sports guy, very healthy, former boyfriend, took the second shot of Pfizer 2 years ago, and began to have heart attacks all the time, myocarditis, and she has been with him at a concert. They're not drinking, they're not smoking, and he passes out, has to go to the hospital. And she broke up with him, not because of that, but because of the craziness. And the mother still is proud that she pressured her son to take it, and you know he'll be dead. He passes out all the time? Can't drive a car, has myocarditis, and they know it's the shot, and the mother's still proud of herself. I have another person who works for me. That's 100% of people who work for me. My personal employees. Same stories. Out of family. You can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit somebody hurt by this. And that's with 50% of the shots on average being saline, 40% being a little bit of whatever they're putting in there, and it's a cocktail, and less than 10% on average of the real whopper. You understand this is real. Let it sink in for a minute. We're going to go to break, come back with your calls. Let it sink in. Are you worried about being censored? Are you worried about being attacked? Folks, they're coming after everybody. This is just the beginning. If they get away with this, they're going to release stuff far worse. And I've got clips I meant to play. I sent them to you Friday, guys. We never did it. I always spring this on the crew. Get me the Bill Gates clips I sent where Bill Gates says the new pandemic will be far worse. I sent you a clip today of Tedros saying they'll be far worse. Get those ready. And they literally laugh. They go, well, the new thing's going to be way worse. And they start laughing. because they love it. They've stolen quadrillions in money. They see you still having a car or house as their money. They see you signed on to the quadrillions in debt as you're a pauper that owes them money, and they want you out the door. And they have an actuary-designed incremental plan to collapse things. And it says collapse, you run to them and say, oh, save me. And they go, it's global warming, it's your fault. But do exactly what we say. Take these shots, eat bugs, don't have a job, live in a 200-square-foot apartment, and you'll save the earth, okay? Just let us put you in a prison, let us take control of your body, and you'll be fine. Imagine you're in a parking lot, a guy puts a gun to your side. This happens all the time to women, particularly. And they say, just get in the car, you'll be safe. You know you're not going to be safe getting in the car, right? But you still get in the car. And now you're in a dungeon. He's going to rape you, take a blowtorch to you, and pull your teeth out with pliers. Why not fight back now? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Phone calls right now, and I'm going to play the head of the UN food program talking about hundreds of millions dead, but they're the ones running the policy doing it. And I'll tie it to John Kerry saying cut off the farming to save the earth, to save the starving. Coming up, but right now let's go to your calls. Thank you so much for holding in the order you are received here. Let's go to Cameron in Minnesota. Welcome. You're a telecom worker. What are they telling you is going on?
Yeah, hi, Alex. I just wanted to bring to your attention a different angle to this lockdown and mandate news that you've broken. I've been a virtual employee for over a decade, well before pre-COVID times, and most all of my peers, hundreds of us across the U.S., have always been virtual, even longer. Our position has always been virtual. Many have never reported into an office. This made the approval of vaccine accommodations for us far more likely, since the policy was that you just had to be jabbed to enter the office building. So we were virtual employees. So who cares, right? Our vaccine accommodations were approved. However, corporations now are demanding that everybody return to the office and in lockstep appear to again all be reading from the same script right down to the 50-mile radius from the office. If you're within 50 miles, get into the office. If you're not, goodbye. I believe this is part of a larger plan to effectively pseudo-deny any and all future vaccine accommodation requests and fire unvaccinated employees for non-compliance.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, the last attack was just a gauging, targeting, range-finding operation to prepare the real attack.
Exactly, yeah. And, now that everybody's returned to the office and no longer is virtually working, we will now be subject to, office mandates and vaccine policies. So I just want to bring it to your attention and warn anybody in the same position that I believe there are plans in place for corporations to get rid of all of their non-jabbed employees, and this return to the office call is exactly the recipe that they've concocted to do it.
And people have got to get together and band together and say no, because they want to phase out humans anyways and go to AI. So they're trying to spike the military and do transgender and critical race theory to push the good people out. They want to make the old human systems obsolete by sabotaging them. But in the interim, they still need people. And so you need to band together and say, no, we're not taking your deadly experimental shot.
Yeah, I'll walk the course. But I just wanted to warn anybody, because I think this has flown under the radar big time. Again, it's corporations all reading from the same script once again, and that leads to something. And I believe this is the something.
That's right. When you see them all in the same script, there's a big rollout, and they've told us new COVID restrictions. Will we sit here like idiots and not resist it and speak out until it's already been done, or will we get ahead of it right now? Thank you so much, sir. That's why it's life and death to share the links, to share the videos, to share this information. You saw me tell you Friday morning. It all came out in the afternoon. I'm telling you now, you hear the callers. This is 100% real. If we stop it, great. They'll say, Jones claimed this didn't happen. No, I said we're going to stop it. Let's go to Jeremiah in Connecticut on SNAP benefits being denied to people that don't take the poison shot. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. God bless your crew. God bless everybody that's listening.
Amen.
We're walking through the valley and the shadow of death, brother.
They're getting ready. I think they're going to release some new deadly virus.
We're not going to fear this evil, though. So the SNAP benefits, the guy called before. Massachusetts, they're planning on ending that. Middle of September. and Connecticut sometime in October. And I have a veteran friend disabled in a wheelchair, Vietnam vet.
Mm.
They're going to take that from him.
Total violation of the Nuremberg law. No, take an experimental shot, we take your money away. How evil. That's why welfare is so dangerous, even though he deserves it, is that they get control of you with it.
It's absolutely disgusting. And you know what's going to happen when they turn that SNAP program off, brother? It's going to be bedlam.
It's going to be an angrier world that Klaus Schwab talks about.
Absolutely. That's what they want. That's what they want. Everybody's got to lace up their boots, get together, get in the streets, protest all this garbage. That's the only way this is going to end peacefully.
I agree. What else is on your mind?
Well, I've been listening to you 20 years, and I just want to say this. It's good to see you smiling for once when you were doing that with Crowder. You haven't smiled in a long time. You deserve to smile, brother. Be good.
Thank you so much. Well, InfoWars is great. We've been through a lot of wars in this office, and so being somewhere else, doing something else around people that mainly are trying to have fun, the crew's great. I'm the real dark force around here that makes things so dark, but that's why I like working with Crowder, JonesCrowder.com. We launched our first big deep dive on Bill Gates. People want to support us. Everybody should go to JonesCrowder.com, sign up for a year, get a free month with promo code Alex, and then you get Stephen Crowder's show, all the other shows they've got that are behind a paywall. And then you fund all the stuff we do in front of the paywall. If you want to fight with us, folks, go to JonesCrowder.com. If you want to stand with us, go to JonesCrowder.com. Sign up for a year. Get a free month with promo code Alex. It's up to you. Take action now. JonesCrowder.com. All right, Kim in Florida, military remote worker. They are calling us back in. Tell us what's happening, Kim.
Yeah, hi. We're just getting word that, you know, they want all the remote workers to start coming back into the offices. And, you know, like my thought is they're just bringing everybody in into like a little petri dish and trying to up the new variant numbers.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I was just saying that I think, you know, they're just wanting to bring all the remote workers back into the office to kind of like up the COVID numbers. You know, they're bringing... putting us on like a little petri dish.
No, I totally, absolutely agree with you. They don't tell me what to do. That's a conspiracy that the crew controls me. But I have an earpiece, so they just popped in and said, because I asked them like 10 minutes ago, hey, find me the Tedros Bill Gates clip saying the next pandemic will be more deadly. So they just popped in my ear and said, they said, Tedros Gates clip ready. And then I kind of missed what you said. And I'm glad they told me they're supposed to do that. But that's what I was saying. Repeat that. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, who knows if it's even going to be, you know, like a new bio disease that they're going to, like, be, you know, unleashing on us.
Well, exactly, because they control the testing protocols, so they can release something completely new and then just say it's COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can feel the urgency, can't you, Kim?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this is like, you know, just recently came out with this, and they want it, you know, very quickly to be implemented back into the offices, so it seems like they are on a rush.
So what does that tell you? That our intel is accurate? That they said something new is coming?
Yeah, that's what I think.
What did they specifically say?
Oh, they just, you know, they're using different excuses of why they need to bring people back into the offices. And we're hearing it on, you know, a lot of the corporations in our area and stuff. And
oh, yeah. They first hit us with the corporations before government. By the way, it's now being reported by the Gateway Pundit that Biden is hoarding COVID-19 PPE and equipment. We knew that was coming. Thank you so much, Kim. We'll cover that when we come back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The voice the globalists want silenced. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we got major breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, at InfoWars.com. I'm going to cover some of it right now, and then we're going to ride back to your phone calls here on this live Monday edition. It is now confirmed. You've heard the callers, but now it's all over the news. Universities everywhere, banks everywhere, hospitals everywhere, nursing homes everywhere, big box stores everywhere, all over the Western world. COVID restrictions coming back in. So we barely got this out before they announced it. And I wanted to get it out way before, if I'd have known, so we can then stop it. but now they are oxymoronically running around everywhere saying I'm full of crap and attacking me while what I said basically launched right after I announced it, because I didn't know right when they were going to do it. But that makes sense. 4 days after, 3 days after, they tell TSA managers and Border Patrol leaders, hey, new restrictions are coming. They wanted to let them know right before. They're going to ask, why weren't we told? So they're barely informing the feds before they inform us. This is crazy. So here's what I want to hit before we go to your phone calls. Here's just a couple clips of Tedros, the head of the WHO, who was a Marxist-Leninist communist who helped kill millions of people in his home country of Ethiopia by cutting off medical supplies for cholera. And that's why he got promoted to the UN, because he's a genocidal maniac killing his own people. Then Bill Gates laughing and giggling with his wife, Big Melinda, about, oh, the next big pandemic is going to be really bad, and he can't help but smirk and laugh like he was on with Anderson Cooper. He said, these lockdowns are going to last a long time, and you're never going back to normal. It's like in the old days, the military would come to your house if your son or daughter had been killed in action, mainly your son. They'd like, got a letter here for you. We'd like to sit down. Really appreciate you, Mrs. Johnson or Mrs. Sanchez or Mr. Cho or whatever the last name is. Your son died in action 2 days ago in Vietnam. We really appreciate, you know, your service and everything. Imagine if they show them like, ha, ha, a lot of people are going to die. A lot of people are dying. It's never going to end. Because we think of the enemy as like an alien or a monster or Hitler or something with tentacles. But no, it's our own government. It's our own administrative system that's attacking us. And then I want to play the head of the World Food Program going, hundreds of millions are dead, Armageddon, hell on earth, you don't give us money and control, it's all over. Migrants are going to... And John Kerry in the same speeches is like, we've got to cut off 30% of the farms this year or it'll cause global warming. We got to cut the food off. And we've got problems with global starvation. But you're causing it, not the virus. And then he adds, by the way, this is going to cause tons of migrants to flood the West, you know, the fact this has happened. It's all global warming, not their administrative tyranny. Oh, global warming made them not turn on the alarm or not give them water or not cut the trees around the power lines and keep the power lines on. I have the governor of Hawaii. You want to see the clip? He didn't just say we're going to take the property days ago. Now he says, oh, yeah, global warming did this. No, you did that. BlackRock did that. They're destroying the world while telling you it's your fault and posing as the saviors as they false flag the energy and the borders and the police and everything else. And the snatch and grabs and all the crime. So here's the UN head saying, the next pandemic is even deadlier than COVID-19, WHO warns. And I knew 6 months ago, 4 months ago, when he said the pandemic's over, they could declare victory and then hit us again. Oh, all the restrictions worked. We fixed it. But it's back. Boom. So here's Tedros and Bill Gates giggling and smirking about the next pandemic.
The threat of another variant emerging that causes new surges of disease and death remains. And the threat of another pathogen emerging with even deadlier potential remains. We cannot kick this can down the road.
You know, they took their experience and actually prepared, and so they moved a lot faster. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is... will get attention this time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd say is will get attention this time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd say is will get attention this time.
Mm-hmm. oh, it's going to get attention this time. They say it's a virus they got ready that kills kids. Oh, I think when you start killing people's kids, Bill, you're going to get some attention this time. You're going to get some attention this time, buddy boy. Of course, this shot already hits the kids, their hearts. So, let's go to this little clip. Overhead shot, please. Population collapse. Good for the planet, WEF advisor Professor Sarah Harper claims. She says the collapse of Western civilization, the world's good. Reducing people is good. Here's the United Nations food chief, David Beasley, warns that hell on earth, close quote, food shortage will occur in 2023 as a result of fertilizer shortages, as the UN and BlackRock cut off fertilizer production all over the world. The world produces enough food to feed everybody on the planet, over 7.7 million people. 50% of the food is because of fertilizer. So if you don't have fertilizer, you can't harvest the yields you need, but they're the ones doing it. Secretary General warns of unprecedented global food crisis, with 276 million facing food insecurity and death. World Food Program head says food supply chains failing. But it's the UN that did the lockdowns, the UN that wouldn't let them operate. So let's play a clip of the UN food chief, and then John Kerry's been making the circuit saying we got to cut food production by 30%. But then, oh, starvation is going to cause the third world to flood us. Oh, wow. But what's the cause? Global warming. Here it is.
We're facing a food pricing problem in 2022 that's creating havoc around the world. Well, if we don't get on top of this thing quickly, and I don't mean next year, I mean this year, you will have a food availability problem in 2023, and that's going to be hell on earth. The world produces enough food to feed everybody on the planet, over 7.7 billion people. 50% of that food is because of fertilizer. So if you don't have fertilizer, you can't have harvest of the yields that you need.
And at the same time, food systems themselves contribute a significant amount of emissions just in the way in which we do the things we've been doing. Though this conference over the last 2 days, I know, has been really grappling with sort of how we change that dynamic and what we do. But with a growing population on the planet, we just crossed the threshold of 8 billion fellow citizens around the world. We just crossed that in this last year. But emissions from the food system alone are projected to cause another half a degree of warming by mid-century on the current course that we are today. And instead of being on a course to be able to hold the Earth's temperature increase to 1.5 degrees, we're actually on a course to hit around 3 degrees right now. And I say that to you folks coming from some who've done analysis within the oil and gas industry itself, who have come to that conclusion based on their modeling. So that's not some, you know, fly-by-night operation that is suggested.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Claim to be in charge of, rather than sending out all these funds and whatever else you guys are sending to Ukraine or anywhere. Take care of here first. You know, this, I don't see why any president wouldn't step up and take care of what's part of their, you know, territory. I think it's a stupid move on his part. You know, Biden, yeah, he's an idiot. Sorry. No, not sorry.
But also expected to meet a little friction. Not only are people unhappy about the local and state and county response and about the speed of it, but also about sort of the perceived lack of communication from federal officials, including the president, who took a while to make a statement that was substantial. So there may be, you know, as we may expect, a protest or two when the president arrives.
Just to be clear, when you're talking about global warming, are you saying that climate change amplified the cost of human error?
Yes, it did. There's always going to be incredible things that people do to save lives from the firefighters, from citizens, and there's always going to be decisions that are made that I'm sure aren't perfect in the moment.
What do you tell people who feel like the help isn't coming fast enough?
Anna, it is heartbreaking, the fact that it is difficult to identify the remains of individuals, as the reporter indicated, when a fire has become virtually an incinerator. We have 450 search and rescue personnel. We have 40 canines deployed to help identify individuals who are deceased, and then we will take samples and the like. We're going door to door trying to provide information to people. We are working with experts so that we are culturally sensitive to the needs of individuals on the island. We're doing everything that we can. In a travesty like this, there is going to be heartbreak.
And then Biden came out and said, it's global warming. He's getting the military ready. So they shut down the world, collapse the third world, flood us, cut off the food supply, flood us, release a virus, say it came out of the jungle because of global warming, even though they made it. Everything they do, they then blame global warming and say, give us more power. We're protecting you from global warming, when they're saying they'll protect you from the administrative mass murder they are involved in. Give the UN more money as they cut the food off. It's the same story. Oh, let us fight Russia when they started the war. The same story. So here's Biden on the military as they collapse society is going to save you. Here it is.
How is the U.S. preparing the military?
Well, we're preparing the military by trying to deal with the climate. So, for example, many of the bases of the flood, many of these massive floods, they flooded out military bases in the Midwest and the South. That has a profound impact on readiness. And so what we have to do is change the way in which we generate energy. And that's the whole of it. And the military is doing their part.
So they administratively control everything through the technocracy. BlackRock owns it all, 88%. And they're just going to screw with you. When you need power during a cold winter, they're going to turn it off. When you need to turn the power off and cut the trees, they're not going to do it. You need water, you're not going to get it. When you need a border control, you need police, not going to do it. When people ransack stores thousands of times a day and kill people, boom, they let them out of jail. Don't even come. Because we're following their orders. They are administratively killing us. And the Republican Party is starting to get this, starting to say, hey, global elites are doing this. They're using it for power and control. We're seeing all these senators say it. We're seeing it being said by other leaders around the world. That's positive. But now we need to see action against this now. When AOC told you the world's going to end in 2030, the world as we know it is because they are sabotaging everything. All right, let's go to calls. Dennis in Kentucky, and then Harry and Matt. There'll be final calls for the next guest host takes over. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Alex, InfoWarsStore.com. I recently just got off the phone with my dad today. He stays in Chicago, and he received a letter in the mail stating that by October 15th through November 30th, for any in-person visits to the SNAP benefit renewal in person, you will have to have proof of your full vaccination and future vaccination for you even to come into the office to renew. Yes, sir.
And we're seeing this in the news, but that's the real takeaway, is they're going to try to bring back the vaccine mandate.
But it's ironic they gave no vaccines to the illegals that came in.
They were exempt because the UN didn't want liability. You're at, and then
exactly. Yes, sir. This is disgusting.
So if your father doesn't take a shot known to make people sick and kill him, they're going to deny him his benefits.
Yes, sir.
How's your father taking this, brother?
I'm trying to get him out of Chicago. I mean, that's Chicago's, you know, they call it a Chi-Rack at one part now. They call it Chi-Crane now. So, it's bad, man. It's really, really bad. I mean, I don't even know how to explain it.
No, I mean, if we're going to give you something poison, you paid taxes for these benefits, now we're going to hold you hostage and make you take the shot or you don't get your food and water and your electricity. I mean, this is their whole plan. They're going to put us all in this position if we don't stand together. Now, you're right. Grab your dad. Bring him in with you. Family's got to huddle together. We got to come together. We all got to get extra jobs. We all got to only shop local. We got to come together, brother.
You're absolutely right. And as far as growing,
but they're going to kill your dad. You got to just go grab him.
Yeah, I know.
Plus, I mean, having your parents around is great entertainment. I mean, I love my kids. I love my parents. And we all just got like we used to, all get in one big nest, man. We got to get together again.
Bring back the family structure. Thank you, Alex.
God bless you, brother. Sorry to hear about your dad, man. This is how real this is, folks. We've taken 6-7 calls of people getting their benefits cut off if they don't take the shot. And they're telling them all, you heard the caller, middle of September. What did my whistleblower say? Middle of September it starts for the enforcers. Because they want the enforcers to have to do it, so like, well, I'll make you do it, I'm doing it. And then they come for all us. I swore on my children Friday that this report was real. It's 100% real. And you don't have to wait to hear me. You see it everywhere. Now, if we back this off, I'm more than happy to get attacked. Oh, Alex Jones is wrong. I wasn't wrong. I said we need to stop it. Not it was going to happen. I don't just sit here and believe I'm powerless. And I don't believe you're powerless. And by the way, I didn't even hit this giant story. The crew pulled up Gateway Pundit, who I'm super proud of, who broke this, and the crew came in and said, you didn't know we broke this 2 hours ago? No, nobody gave it to me. And I'm not mad. I just don't constantly look at InfoWars.com. Here it is. Overhead shot, please. Breaking. Biden administration already buying COVID-19 equipment, hiring pandemic safety protocol enforcers. They've already bought up all the PPE. All the job offerings, their shots of it, it just ramped into high gear. Guess what day they posted it all? Friday. I barely broke this before they launched. They're buying up everything right now. The Gateway Pundit did a great job in their report. How convenient. Biden administration begins procuring COVID-19 equipment and hiring safety advisors. Government spending data shows. The report goes all through it with the purchase orders and everything else. They're going into high gear. Are we going to sit here and take this? I'm going to go to break, come back and talk to Harry and Matt. Then I'm going to hand the baton to the guest host. By the way, I've got a lot of administrative stuff to do and a lot of inside baseball things on Wednesday. So it worked out perfect that Michael Yon is going to have General Flynn, Stephen K. Bannon, and a bunch of other incredible guests. Wednesday, he's going to host the show. I'll be around. I'll probably pop in on my own show. Believe me, when I'm not here, I'm not sitting around drinking pina coladas. And that Wednesday show is going to be big. So look for that coming up in less than 48 hours, 36 hours from now. But man, I am very honored to have this giant audience tuned in right now. I'm very honored that you guys took this serious Friday. And believe me, when I said I have these sources, you know, I don't play games. And we hit them dead, like a hole in one. The fact that we launched the report, and then they already had it pre-programmed. We didn't know. Full rollout 5 hours later, 6 hours later. And it just, people went, whoa. And man, we got the zeitgeist right now. We're riding that tiger. I mean, we are in the pike, 5x5. We are over the target. And so I'm just blessed to be here. I'm very honored. So let's take this report. This will all be archived at Band.Video. Let's share it to Four Winds. Let's get aggressive about this, whether you're an Uber driver or a school teacher or a nurse or an FBI agent or an auto mechanic or a dentist or somebody that works at the grocery store. This is on, man. This is going down. We're not going to take it lying now. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.